Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A wide-ranging bill designed to strengthen Massachusetts gun laws is out. House Speaker Robert DeLeo introduced the legislation today. Its provisions include giving police chiefs more power to keep someone from buying a gun and making sure that background checks are conducted for any gun purchase. WBUR's Asma Khalid has more.
The bill is the result of months of research by a committee the speaker appointed after the Newtown school shootings in Connecticut. Jack McDevitt from Northeastern University chaired the committee.
You know, Massachusetts has good laws. It's not that our laws are bad, but there are places where they can be even stronger and they can make us safer, and that's what we found.
The omnibus bill includes 50 sections that range from mandates for mental health to stricter regulations for private handgun sales. The legislation would also require that gun owners take inventory of their firearms when renewing a license. Jack McDevitt says too frequently they discover a traced gun leading back to someone who says they didn't even know the gun was missing.
Well, we heard from some people, gun owners, telling us that they lost track of guns, that older guns had been in their house, they had been put away, they didn't know where they were.
The bill calls for harsher penalties for a failure to report a lost or stolen firearm. This bill touches on a lot of issues, but it would do little to address one major problem: guns crossing state lines. In 2012, more than half the guns seized in Massachusetts came from other states. Many originated in neighboring New Hampshire and Maine.
The only way we're going to be truly able to address some of those issues is with federal legislation.
Speaker Robert DeLeo says ultimately gun violence needs to be solved at the national level.
In the face of continued absence of federal leadership, leaders in state government have to step up wherever we can.
Gun rights advocates do not think this is the right step.
One of the things that disturbed me the most was that nobody behind that podium recognized that the Massachusetts gun laws have been an abject failure.
Jim Wallace from the Gun Owners Action League strongly opposes several of the changes, particularly the so-called suitability clause. Currently, police chiefs have discretion only to deny someone suitability to own a handgun. This bill would expand that right to all guns.
The suitability clause, as far as a license to carry, has probably been one of the most widely abused pieces of law as far as firearms in Massachusetts, resulting in lawsuits all over the state constantly. And to expand that, I think, is, you know, just a real problem. It's a real non-starter for us.
Despite those concerns, House members supporting the legislation are optimistic the bill will move through the state house quickly and land on the governor's desk by July 31st, the end of this session. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.